Air Force Lieutenant General Dana Atkins, the senior military officer responsible for all military activities in Alaska, is retiring soon. Atkins has been in charge of the Alaska Command for 3 years. In Kodiak this week, he said his replacement will be Major General Steve Hoag. Atkins said the new commander will need to focus on the F-22s, Russian long-range aviation, the military evolution of the Arctic, and training exercises. He says Alaska is poised to become the premier location for military exercises, as training facilities in the lower 48 have increasingly more restrictions placed on them. Atkins says there are currently 10 sites in Alaska considered potential training grounds. He says the state's size is a major part of its appeal.
When you look at Alaska, certainly, you know, we often will display Alaska overlaid over the lower 48, and then people kind of realize it's bigger than Texas. You know, I have said this, and I don't want this to be misinterpreted, but Alaska is big enough to share, so that we ought to be able to find areas within Alaska that don't disappoint people that have commercial interests, recreational interests, general aviation population, commercial aviation, et cetera, like this. And so we're working toward kind of finding those compromises and those accommodations.
While the military would definitely benefit from establishing training grounds in Alaska's vast wilderness, Atkins says the state would as well.
As an obvious economic stimulus that comes. Because if you're training up here, you know, you're bringing people and things and, you know, anything from hotels to restaurant to contract support.
Hoag will take command on November 7th. That will give him a few months to settle in before environmental impact studies on the proposed training sites are released in March 2012.